Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be. At 6:30 and 45 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Brian Rascona, they on the other side of the glass at 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for the marathon 20-minute schmooze right up until the Icelanders and Rangers. 6:50, or no, make it 7 on your fan, New York City.
This is where we first met.
You know, we're looking for guys that want to invest in winning. It's going to be critical that guys come in here day in and day out and understand that's what we want.
Iceberg, run ahead!
We're looking for competitors.
Tannehill, play fake, dropping the throw. Fires to the right side of all, picked off!
Every day we step into the building when we start in the spring. We feel like that's what we're building right now.
Win over the New York Jets in resounding fashion.
It starts with the players.
The ball snapped. It goes past Tannehill. He scoops it out of the back of the end zone. It's a safety.
It also starts up top.
You know, look, a lot of times the season didn't go as planned, and I think sometimes it's part of our process, part of our business.
We think we got the people in place that has the passion.
The Jets turn it over on downs.
The work ethic.
Darnold working out of the shotgun. Takes the snap. Fades back. Throws down toward the sideline. And all off the hands of Robbie Anderson.
An unselfishness we need to compete, to be a winning organization.
And the Jets lose their sixth in a row.
I feel like that I've been prepared. I've been trained by some of the best coaches that you could be trained by.
This coat tight is the Rock of Gibraltar. He doesn't frack. He takes everyone's best shots, and he stands tall.
I was not fired. I'm not quitting. Weeks ago, talking to Mr. Hess and also to Steve, I thought that this is the only way to go.
I feel like I've been around some of the best, and I've seen some of the best do it, and I've been put in a position to where now I'm going to get an opportunity to show that training in front of the 53 guys that we're going to have on this roster.
This is the way the world ends, not with a bang, but a whimper.
It bursts into flames. Get it started. It's frightening, terrible. Oh, my, get out of the way, please. It's running, bursting into flames.
What? Let's be honest. And of course, we hope you found the production piece very amusing. Because you know, and I know, and we all know, today is a very glorious day. You know it is. We know it is. We all know it is. It's a glorious day for all Jets fans. And yes, listen up. We can speak. For all Jets Nation, what a happy day in the neighborhood it is today. If WFAN, if this radio station had a face, you could see it smiling today and even right now, from ear to ear, the smile, smiling with joy and happiness and glee, proud as can be, with all the voices heard today, over the beginning of a new day, a new time. A new era about to begin. The New York Jets, by hiring everybody's number one choice, Adam Gase, have lit the city with electricity, excitement, enthusiasm, and hope that a winning season, a contending team, and a Super Bowl itself is now in sight. And I think we'd all agree, certainly the way we all feel, from this day forward, is it not fair to say that no longer does the Jet fan feel the light at the end of the tunnel as an exit sign, or worse, that oncoming train, look out? After the extensive search, the Jets were determined to look beyond the Wax Museum, where they had found a coach who had, as you know, difficulty moving the lips, making it extremely difficult for even lip readers to make out what were his favorite expressions. Back to the drawing board, lack of execution, and we have to work harder, among his favorite expressions. The Jets knew what kind of coach they wanted right from the get-go. They wanted a winner in every way. Somebody who was user-friendly, self-effacing, humble, a player's coach who everybody could respect, especially players who could swear by him, if not swear at him, for having them work hard to win, work even harder not to lose. How could the Jets not hire this quarterback guru? How could they not? A coach who could work with Sam, hoping to turn him into the Hall of Fame quarterbacks he worked with in Miami, Cutler, Osweiler, and certainly Tannehill, and they will become, and have become, not only in Miami, but certainly everywhere around the NFL household names, those three. Thanks to the innovative and creative offensive mind who the Jets now have, who had his team in Miami among the very best in the league with yards and points and wins. The New York Jets, leaving no football unturned, looking at the very best available, starting with anybody under 40, looking for someone who didn't need to control the team they were coaching, looking for someone to be as outstanding a coach as Mike Maccagnan is to general managing. The New York Jets, they wanted to make this decision the right one. And I think all of us in Jets Nation would agree they have. And you heard the happy voices today on this radio station. And certainly the Jets know they had their guy. Get this. If you didn't know, this will just wow you. And, of course, it wowed the Jets when they got a call from you-know-who, Peyton Manning. Look out. Gaze will tell you, and it's not easy to get this out of him, being as self-effacing as he is, that he was able to turn Peyton's career around in Denver, Colorado. Whoa! Turning him into the Hall of Fame quarterback he is. Peyton knows, and we all know now, thanks to Peyton. Peyton knows Gaze is a quarterback guru, a quarterback whisperer. Since years ago, Gaze whispered into Peyton's ear, "We may be the only two people alive who will eat and enjoy pizza with a cardboard crust." From that moment on, they had a bond. They knew they were going to be friends for life. So, of course, no problem for Peyton to call Johnson and let him know how special Gaze is. Well, I think we'd all agree right now. The rest is history to be written. The narrative, the culture, about to develop into winning seasons to come.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.